This is the Modest Millions Show, episode 11, a tribute to moms. Welcome back to the Modest Millions Show, the show dedicated to helping average folks like you and me better understand and simplify our personal and household finances so we can chart our own path toward modest millions. I'm your host, personal finance enthusiast, dedicated budgeteer, and aspiring modest millionaire, Phil. On today's episode, we're keeping it pretty high level and taking a quick departure from our regularly scheduled programming, so stick with me. I wanted to talk today about the role that our moms, or more specifically my mom, played in setting the foundations of personal finance. Early on, she instilled, or at least tried to instill, personal finance habits like budgeting and self-discipline around money. Like any teenager, I was stubborn-headed and a pain in the butt. What advice could my mom give me that I would want to listen to? None, right? Or so I thought. I was by no means perfect with my money, and there were dozens of instances where I made completely idiotic spending and money management decisions. But eventually it did, mostly, sink in. An example of this was when Mrs. Modest and I were dating through college at a distance. We were both moving back to universities in our hometown so we could be closer together as things got a little bit more serious in our relationship. And the school I was going to be within walking distance of my parents' house. So I thought that it was a great idea to move into the basement of my parents' house so that I could save on living expenses, and it just seemed like it was a slam dunk money management decision, right? I was going to save those living expenses by moving in with mom and dad. But mom and dad were having none of it, and they told me that I actually couldn't move home. You know, they just flat out said, no, you can't move home. So I was mad. I was downright furious, and I stayed that way for a very long time and held that resentment. I think I even said at one point, just in passing, "Well, what am I? Just a house guest? I'm your son. Why are you going to treat me like a house guest that I can only stay when I'm visiting from out of town?" And so it stuck with me and really made me mad, and it forced me to find a small, and I mean small, studio apartment for $300 a month that was close to campus. It had a communal kitchen across the hall that always stunk of burnt Indian food, and a bathroom I had to share with my neighbor. But it forced me to figure out a lot of things on my own, and it didn't take long for me to realize that that was a really key turning point in my personal finance journey. It forced me to manage my budget and really be out on my own. And even though mom and dad were, you know, technically down the road, I was so mad that I just wanted to do everything myself. So it really forced me to be out on my own and make some of those decisions, even though it was a couple years into college where I was, you know, out of state and still managing some of that. But when you're living on campus and, you know, there's meal plans and everything is kind of structured in that way, it wasn't really the same. But really, once I moved back and had my own apartment, that's when things really got real. So in hindsight, thank you, Mom. And around this time with Mother's Day, just really wanted to make this episode about you and thanking you for instilling some of those foundational principles. Also, I couldn't talk about moms with also calling out Mrs. Modest. She and I are a well-oiled machine, especially when it comes to personal finances. We talk a lot, we share details, we talk about plans, we share some of our dreams, and so we're really on the same page when it comes to that. So I encourage those sorts of conversations between you and your spouse. But more importantly, she really is the one that keeps our household humming. She's an incredibly supportive and encouraging wife, and has encouraged me to get this project up and running and many other harebrained ideas that I come up with. And she's also a super loving mom to our kids. She's without a doubt my better half, and for her love and her support, I say to you, thank you very much. And so to all the moms, and dads out there too, can't forget about the dads, but since this is around Mother's Day, We want to focus on the moms who are out there working to promote good personal finance habits to your kids. Keep it up. Even if they're stubborn like I was, you've got to keep it up because of your support, education, and discipline. That's what's really going to help create this next generation of savers, budgeteers, and investors. So here's to the moms. And join me next week when we get back to our regular scheduled programming, talk about value versus price. Until then, remember to keep squirreling away now to earn millions later. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.